This is Hafsa and Amina Rahman with our audio journal for this week. As we mentioned last week, we've begun to start putting the episodes together, confirming the final different elements of the episodes for our final storylines.
I also want to add one thing I learned in this process is initially we thought about dividing the segments into the history and then the current events. And then we found that doing it that way might sound a little bit textbooky. So we tried to create the episodes around themes so that it created a more interesting storyline for the listener.
Eid al-Fitr, which is the celebration at the end of Ramadan, just happened over last weekend. There are a lot of things that are significant in our communities that happen during Eid.
We had a big celebration over the weekend in the community. There's going to be more festivities over the coming weekends. The Sunday school will have a celebration.
My name is Nadia. I am an international student from India. I am not only a student, I'm a mother. This Eid, we got Malibu Jacks. So it relieves the burden of the parents. If I am a student, I don't have that much of money to take them to anything. But when they went to Malibu Jacks, they started playing it. They had a very good time. So all this you plan for the kids. This is what community do it. And make the Eid special. Whether you're not with the family, you're feeling good. You spend it whole day doing something. Not sitting at home. Because the community kept you busy with the party.
Then there's some people who traveled outside of the city to visit extended family for Eid, like our family does. That's pretty common in Central Illinois Muslim community families that they often will travel to meet with extended families for special occasions. With the end of Ramadan and Eid coinciding with spring break for a lot of people, they may have originally planned to travel overseas to see family. And we've heard from a lot of families that they've decided to cancel those plans because of the current situation in the country. But there are people who are still going ahead and traveling. They've left to go to weddings or other occasions. Some people have traveled for work or study abroad as well. It seems that the people who are keeping their plans tend to be citizens, though, as they feel more secure that they won't have issues coming back. The university has been a big draw for foreign students and Muslim students for many years. Members of the Muslim community have been attending training sessions with the Springfield Immigrant Action Network to learn about how to support students who are here on visas or with green cards. And they often have many questions about what they need to know with regards to their rights.
Here, the life is very challenging for the students because the environment is new, the rules are new, the country is new. And when I came here, how I'm going to adapt, how it will be, there were so many questions that was coming into my mind. But coming over here, it was a pleasure. And most important, it built back my confidence. When I reach here, when I meet the people, they made me so comfortable that I forgot they are Americans. They taught me, you are human, you have a right to stay, you have a right to smile, you have a right to wear clothes, you have a right to do everything. I used to be very much reserved. I never spoke out first, so I never realized my value before coming here. When I came here and I realized it, I feel great. I feel like, oh my God, I can do anything.
That's all for our J-Core audio journal this week. Please stay tuned in to the rest of our audio journals and the final episodes that we create.